USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Walmart now taking violent video game displays and signs down from inside its stores after two deadly shootings last week, including one at a Walmart in El Paso. The retailer confirming it's taking immediate action out of respect for those who were killed and wounded. Chicago's Democratic mayor is weighing in on the idea of President Trump commuting the sentence of former Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Lori Lightfoot saying the president freeing the former governor would undermine the rule of law.
But I would like for the president not to be ruling on these very important decisions on a whim, basically somebody he knows, something he thinks wasn't fair.
Blagojevich doing time for corruption. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't be calling senators back from their August recess to take up gun violence issues, but the Kentucky Republican says in an interview that issues like expanding background checks and red flag laws will be front and center when the Senate returns after Labor Day. McConnell says he's also assigned three Senate committees to come up with solutions to combat gun violence. McConnell also commenting on the fact that his campaign Twitter account was temporarily suspended after the social media company ordered his staff to take down a video they'd posted of angry protesters making threats. Conservatives calling the Twitter demand a form of bias, and the senator agrees.
This shows you the left-wing tilt of these big companies and how they try to suppress speech when it's inconvenient.
He was speaking on radio station WHAS, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A reward's going up for information leading to the capture of an inmate believed to have killed a Tennessee State employee. The reward for West Tennessee State Penitentiary escapee Curtis Ray Watson, now at nearly $53,000. Watson broke out Wednesday, is suspected of killing an administrator at a home near the prison. A federal judge is ordering a neo-Nazi to pay a Jewish woman $14 million for a targeted campaign of harassment. Andrew Anglin published Tanya Gersh's personal details on his white nationalist website, The Daily Stormer, in 2017, and he urged his readers to contact the Montana woman. Well, they did so, leaving a barrage of racist messages and death threats. Gersh has called Thursday's court ruling a victory against hatred. Anglin's former lawyer has said he no longer lives in the U.S. His client no longer does. The creator of the viral Storm Area 51 event says that he got a visit from the FBI. Matty Roberts telling a Bakersfield TV station that agents showed up at his home recently, and he admitted he was scared at first, but he says the agents were actually, quote, super cool, and just wanted to make sure that he wasn't a terrorist making pipe bombs in his living room. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.